Thanks for joining us. We are Songtificate. My name is Charles, and this is also
Jennifer.
It is December 27th, 2016. We are reviewing a song by a group called Us the Duo. It's called Rather Be With You, and it's off their album Just Love. To me, this song sounded like it was built for a small jazz club kind of a scene. What did you think?
Well, yeah, I could see the little jazzy elements in it, like with the organ and the syncopations.
Okay. I thought that, well, obviously they open with the organ, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. That's what sort of, as we were trying to pick a song and we went through the album just listening to the first couple measures, that's what drew me to this song.
But it's not, it's a special kind of organ. I mean, it's a keyboard with a style to it, though.
Yes.
Well, it's got like a bluesy kind of jazz style. I mean, he's all over the place.
Yeah, well, like a Hammond kind of organ.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say, that Hammond word.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that sound.
You know, I did not think, I don't think there is any bass guitar in this arrangement. I think the bass line is driven by the keyboards.
Could very well be. I did notice the bass. It was like the last chorus. They started the intro to the, well, they started the chorus with just a bass line and voices.
Oh.
But I don't know what was playing that bass. I didn't listen carefully.
I'm pretty sure. All right. Well, we'll talk about
it. Okay. We'll get to that. But let's start at the beginning.
All right. What did you think of the beginning?
I like the beginning.
Why?
I like the end. It was the middle part that kind of got me.
That sounds like a book. Well, the beginning and the end, it highlights the keyboard, so why wouldn't you? There was no keyboard in the middle, you're saying.
Yeah, well, nah, okay, that's true. But even not just the organ, even going into the first verse, I liked it. I think it's when it got into the chorus that it started losing me a little bit.
Well, the song starts and it's sort of pensive. It's got a little funky rhythm.
Yeah.
Then there's a pre-chorus. And then the chorus is much more driving.
Right.
You know.
And you know what? That's where they lost me, because it is more driving, but the voices stayed at, they were too soft and airy. I thought they needed a better dynamic of voices in the chorus.
Oh, that's a good point. They don't change, do they? Yeah.
They stayed airy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, he did a lot of falsetto in the verse.
Yes.
And, you know, actually, I did like the verse because they had that funky feeling. They had the organ. They had him singing a sort of airy kind of voice. She was like an octave above it. And it almost sounded a little Prince-like to me. The funkiness and the and the octave of the
voices. I think they could have done more with the chorus. You're right. The voices did stay the same. The instruments try and push and create more of a...
Right. The instruments pushed, but the voices stayed kind of the same. And then I just started getting a little bored. Because they came back then to the verse, which was back to the...
slow, funky, pensive kind of a thing.
Slow, airy kind of nature.
I think they should have had more solos with the guitar and the keyboard.
I would have liked it, yeah.
All right. What did you think of the words?
I couldn't hear too much of the words, to be honest with you. I was trying, but I didn't have the words in front of me. And I was listening to the music, so I didn't get a whole lot of the words. What about you?
There was one phrase I liked. I mean, it's about the frustration of being artistic and writing a song and wanting it to do with someone else. And the phrase was, fame does not favor the smartest. So I thought that was sort of interesting, and it plays to their frustration over whoever they were dealing with that day that was getting in their way of what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a song that definitely was written to a situation they were experiencing in that moment.
That's interesting. Now, how do you think that line relates to the title, Rather Be With You.
So it sounds like they were trying to work with someone else who thought they were smart at songwriting or song creating, and they didn't appear to be, and they'd rather be with the person that they came to the dance with.
With the duo that they are.
The duo that they are, right.
Well, I can tell you this. I would rather be with you.
Aw, that's loving. All right. What else do we got here? I do like that they start with the keyboard and then the layer in the guitar later on. So it's not the whole thing all up front. They have more of a partnership going. The guitar does change. It does sort of this blendy interaction going back and forth with the keyboard. And then, of course, in the chorus, it's doing more of a hard-driving rhythm.
Yeah. And I also liked in the chorus, at the end of some of the phrases, it was doing this syncopated, just one note, a one-note syncopation.
Oh, yeah.
That I kind of liked.
On the offbeats.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that too. Yeah. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do we give this song in terms of 10 being... we loved it and we would never stop listening to it.
I'll probably still listen to it because I like listening to songs, but it's not as high on my list. I'll give it a 6.
I would give it a 5. All right, it's worth listening to, everybody. Check it out, Us the Duo. Talk to you later.
I'm exhausted from trying my hardest. You've taken all of the art from the art.